Blog Talk Radio.
You are now tuned in to the Revive Radio Show with your host, Saquon King, a.k.a. D. King, a.k.a. Mr. Blood Certified. And we will be invading your speakers live every Monday at 8 p.m. with music and interviews from some of the hottest urban Christian artists of today here on Another Had It So Good Sports Media Network. Stay tuned.
Honestly, I love the art of hip-hop. I don't always love the message of hip-hop. You know, hip-hop is not just a mirror of what is. It should also be a reflection of what can be. And you know, a lot of times folks say, well, I want to keep it real and I want to be down. And then we're just trapped in, you know, what is. And the question is, you know, imagine something different. Imagine a community that aren't torn up by violence. Imagine communities that where we're respecting our women. Imagine communities where knowledge and reading and, you know, academic excellence are valued. Imagine communities where fathers are doing right by their kids. That's also something that has to be reflected. Art can't just be a rear view mirror. You know, it should have a headlight out there.
Hey, what's up, guys? This is your homeboy, your boy from the South, blah, 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 all that radio stuff. You tuning in to the Revive Radio Show, and I'm just so happy to be here today, man. I'm happy to have this show tonight. I'm so much looking forward to it. I got my homeboy out of I don't know if he's from North Carolina or South Carolina. We're going to have to get into that, man. I always get North Carolina and South Carolina mixed up. Not because, like, I don't know where they are on the map, because I know, like, North would be above the South. You know what I mean? So I know, like, South Carolina isn't above North Carolina. Like, I ain't that dumb. You know what I mean? I ain't dumb. But my point is, like, I when people tell me they're from, like, North Carolina, South Carolina, 2 minutes later, I don't forgot. He from Carolina somewhere. So we're going to get into that tonight, man. My man named Jay Kirk. Awesome, phenomenal rapper, man. I've played a lot of his music on the show in the past. And we'll get into some of his music as well. So, man, y'all stay tuned. This is going to be an awesome show tonight. But before we get into anything else, as we always do, first let's lift up our Heavenly Father. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you. I acknowledge you as my Lord and Savior, as God, as King, as awesome and awesome ruler, sovereign. There's none higher than you, none greater than you, none who can contend with you, Father, none who you have to consult with for a decision, God. You are God and God alone, and I acknowledge, God, your greatness, and we acknowledge you, Father, on this show, Father. I pray, God, that you just have your way tonight, God, that you speak through us, think through our minds, speak through our lips, God. Use every experience, every past mistake, everything that we've learned, every good thing, every bad thing, God. Bring it all together, Father. And I pray, Father, that you use it as ministry on tonight, Father. God, I thank you, Father, for this opportunity to do something for you, God. They say only what you do for the Lord will last. And God, I thank you for an opportunity to do something for you. I pray, God, that we take ourselves out of it for tonight, God, and that we're really allow you to shine, God. So shine as you will. Be glorified, be magnified within us, God. I pray, Father, that this is worship unto you, God. So God, I just give you the glory. I thank you for saving my soul. I thank you for sending your son to die for our sins. I pray, Father, that you use this ministry tonight, God, to deliver somebody out of a situation that maybe they haven't been able to get out of, God. I pray that you minister grace, God, to the hero on tonight, Father, that you minister healing and health and joy and rejuvenation in dry situations, God. I pray life into dry and dead situations on tonight, God. I pray, God, that you just have your way, Father. Use every experience, use everything, God, for your glory, God, as we decrease and you increase within us and through us. In Jesus' name, amen. Hey, guys, after I lift up my God, the next thing that I have to lift up, that I get to lift up, is second to my God in my life, and that's my wife. Truly, I am married to a queen. I am married to a woman who has made me a much, 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 much better man. I am just grateful for the woman of God that I get to enjoy and experience life with. You know, over the years, man, we've been married for 5.5 years, and some of those years weren't all that glamorous or great, and it took a lot of learning, a lot of soul searching to realize that I had everything that I ever really needed in life. And I'm just so happy that that I get to experience the rest of my life with her. I have traveled with her. I have spent intimate time with her, had the deepest conversations with her. And I can truly tell you guys that she is my best friend, the only one that I want to share secrets with, and the only one I want to wake up to and go to bed with at night. I am blessed to have Nana, my good thing, in my life. And, I don't just say that because I have a radio show and I made a commitment to giving her what's due to her. I say it just because it is just true. She really is an awesome woman, and just grateful for her. So, baby, I love you. I love you like a fat kid love cake, way more than Barack Obama love Michelle Obama. Like, I love you, girl. So, hey, guys, we're going to get into the show tonight. Man, it's going to be good. It's going to be good, man. So, hey, look, like I said, I got my homeboy, Jay Kirk, on the show tonight. And I'm really looking forward to it. But before we get into his music, we're going to get into some other music. Oh, I'm trying to see what I'm going to play for y'all. I already knew what I was going to play, but I don't think I want to play that no more because I really want to get him on the show quick. Like, so, yeah, let's do this right here. Hey, this your boy. You know, I've been playing a lot of D-King lately. Honestly, guys, I got a new project coming out, so I kind of been hyping myself up a little bit. So we're gonna play this live track from my homeboy D-King. I know him personally. He's a pretty good rapper, man. So this is a live track, man. Hallelujah. We're gonna slow it down. We're gonna worship a little bit before the show get popping, man.
My very best, like I have it all. Lord, I submit.
You have won it all for me, and darling, I hold you down. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on now. You, hey, Jay Kirk, lift your hands, man. You are the risen King. Holy Spirit is here. He's here. He's here in this place. Seated in majesty. Oh, I'm feeling this now. Hey, I was joking at first. You are the risen King. Woo. Ooh, I think I saw myself happy just now, boy. Hey, hey, what's up? Hey, you just got saved. Tell the truth. Tell the truth, huh? Tell the truth. You just received Jesus.
I can't even lie. I can't even lie.
You just received Jesus.
Right,
yeah.
For the first time.
Yeah.
I don't even know what I was rapping about before.
Yeah. Man, I changed your life, bro. Hey, you just went to North Carolina or South Carolina. Well, you already done. Actually, because we was off. You're not really from North or South Carolina.
Yeah, I'm actually from Newport News, Virginia right now, but it's okay. You was close because, I mean, we right there next to, you know, North Carolina. So, I mean, you was in the area, the region. So, I give you credit for that one.
That's what I meant to say was the region of North Carolina. That's exactly what I meant to say.
It almost came off your tongue. I heard it.
It almost. Very, very. It was very close to coming off my tongue, but... But, you know, you have to make the show funny, and so that's what I was trying to do, yeah. You know, my attempt.
Word.
Yeah. Hey, so tell the people, man, who you are, man, what you do, and we're going to get into the show, man.
First, I want to say, man, it's an honor. I appreciate you for having me on the show, man. It's a blessing. My actual name is Jason Kirk, but I just go by Jay Kirk. I like to be personal. I would have used my name Jason, but there's already a Christian rapper named Jason, and I already saw that there was going to be mix-ups there, so I was like, let me just go with my first initial last name. I'm originally from Youngstown, Ohio, little city, a little bit in northeast Ohio, you know, so we share the same area code with Akron, 330, so... When Cleveland won this, you know what I'm saying, LeBron won this, I just want you to know we felt that as well. You know, that meant something.
Okay.
Because, you know, home took it home. But, yeah, man, I just from there, you know, raised in the church. I ended up joining the Navy when I was 19, man, and I've been out here in Virginia ever since. So, and I say about 2000, I don't know if I'm going too long. You know, if you got to ask some questions, I ain't talking.
No, you good. Go ahead, bro.
Oh, okay. Yeah, man, I truly gave my life to Christ in 2010, and along with that, man, he straightened out a lot of things and turned my heart, especially one of the things I thought I could never change, and that was my music, and being able to give the gift giver back what he gave me in the first place, man, I can't explain the difference it was going from talking about nonsense to talking about my own will and the normal things you hear a lot of popular music talk about, whether it be degrading women, alcohol, all the things we fantasize about, but that will ultimately lead us to our grave, man. That's where I was at. And to see him change not only my life, but be able to make music that glorifies him, man, it's unexplainable.
Oh, that's what's up, bro. So you've been rapping for God since 2010, but how long have you been rapping?
Since 2005, man. You want to know the story how I started rapping?
Yeah, man, go ahead, man. We got a little bit of time.
Okay, word. So about 11th grade, my junior year, we in high school. And mind you, even though, you know, these were during the times where I guess I wanted to play the bad boy and kind of separate myself from the choir boy image, I still did not fit. But so happened that one of my homeboys in school, he happened to rap. And one day I was playing around, and I said, like, a verse to him. And this is our junior year in high school. And he was like, man, that's pretty nice. And I was like, man, oh, okay, I appreciate it. And that's all I thought about that. A couple years later, 2005, we done graduated, 2004, 2005. We're getting ready to join the Navy together. And he's like, hey, man, I'm about to put a mixtape together. You want to be on it? And I was like, sure. I ended up being on half of it, and I found out, you know, I kind of like doing it. And I just continued doing it from there. But really no purpose, no direction, talking about any and everything. And it wasn't until I had my daughter and I realized that, man, something's wrong that I can't even play the music that I say I love to do in front of my own daughter.
Awesome.
I know it.
Ooh.
Like that's when it hit me. This is around the time where God really started wooing me and drawing me in. And that was one of the things I noticed. And I say when that hit me, it was about a couple months later, November 2010, and that's when I ended up giving my life to Christ.
Man, you know, when you said that, I thought of I saw this video with 50 Cent. I think I saw it last year, but I don't know when he did it. But he was over in Africa, right? And all the little kids crowded around him, and they're like, 50 Cent, sing us a song, sing us a song. He could not think of one thing without cursing or that was degrading or that would be uplifting that he could sing for them. You know what I'm saying? I immediately thought of that, and that thing has stuck with me ever since the first time I saw it, man. Like, there was nothing he could give them. Nothing he could give them, nothing he could share with them music-wise. The gift, the main reason that got him there, and there was nothing he could give them music-wise. Think about that, bro. Wow. So when you said that about your child, man, like that makes a lot of sense, because the last thing I would want my child to do is to listen to a music, something that I promote, but I would never want to promote within my child. You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Ever, man. So that's awesome, man. That's awesome. So it was kind of like you had already had it in you. You said choir boy, so it sounded like you grew up in church.
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right. See, now for me, I was a choir boy, but instead of growing up singing in the choir, I actually grew up rapping in the church.
Right.
So I've been rapping in the church, like, man, shoot, since I was like 12 years old, man. Maybe even young.
Amazing, bro.
Yeah. I've been rapping the church for a long time. Not to say like it was in me, like God wasn't really in my heart. Like, you know, I knew I was saved. You know, I knew the word, the Bible at a young age because my grandmama threw the Bible down my throat. You know what I mean? But it ain't really penetrate my heart until I was out on my own, really doing some stupid stuff, man. And God just like sat me down one day. And told me, this is it. I'm done. Either you gonna do this, or I'm gonna let them have you. And I couldn't, you know. Mm. Anyways, long story short.
Yeah.
I'm doing a radio show. Boom. Hey.
That's what's up. That's what's up.
So the military. Are you still in the military?
No, sir. I actually I was medically separated from the military in 2010. That same year.
Okay.
It was just it's a lot of things lined up. A lot of things lined up, and it just seemed like they came to a head, and it all ended with me. Actually, like one of the first songs I made was called "Powerful Music," and it's actually on my first album. And in the song, in the second verse, I'm kind of asking the audience, I'm like, "Have you ever been laid out, tears steady streaming down your face because you're disgraced about the life that you've been leading?" And that little verse, that part is actual. That's actually what happened when I gave my life to Christ. I used to always make a joke after kind of walking away from the thing of God that, man, if God ever want me, it ain't going to be because I walk in the church. He's going to have to grab me himself. And I feel like I got a sense of humor, but I feel like I know where I got it from because he was like, okay, you know, if that's what you say. And lo and behold, in my apartment at the time, just with everything I was going through, and then hearing a message that spoke directly to my situation almost perfectly. And it's not like I walked in through some doors and it just spoke to my heart and it shook me. And in that moment, I realized how much I needed him, how much neglect I've been showing him that I needed to repent, and how much I wanted to walk towards him from that point. And I mean, I'm balled up on the floor. I'm glad my roommate wasn't there. I probably would have looked crazy, but it's just, I felt the guilt and I felt the shame, but at the same time, I felt the love. And knowing that in the same area where I can bring my shame, it's the same area where I'm going to find restoration at. And that's when I knew, I was like, oh, something. And then everything shifted from there. My focus shifted from there.
Boy, you got a testimony, huh? That's mine is very similar to that, bro, because I was drunk and high, man. Just I was so messed up, bro. In my room, and me and my cousin, we sold weed. I was just out there. But it wasn't like I ain't know God. It wasn't like I ain't grew up in the church or nothing like that. I just got out. I was rebellious, man. And one day, man, I got so tore up, man, that I was laying on the floor, throwing up, laying in my own throw up. Sick to my bones, bro. And God spoke to me in that time at my lowest of the lowest of the lowest and said, the same way you are right now, you're going to be this way before me. And the very next day, I was laying on the ground and crying out to God. I didn't do it when I was down there sick. It was the next day. You know what I'm saying? The very next day, in that same position, crying out to God. And man, from there, man, I'm talking about a paradigm shift, bro. I would lock myself in the room and still stand in the same position, in the same place. But the position of my heart had changed.
Right.
And though I was still in the same area, I wasn't in the same place, man. And God just, from there, man, it's been an awesome story, bro. So I can identify with that story, man, a whole lot. Hey, but before we, man, keep going, man, I want the people to know a little about you, man. I want them to hear your music, you know, because you're talking all this powerful stuff. You know what I'm saying? You're talking all this anointed talk, you know, like God done touched you with his hand or something like that, literally.
He did a little something.
Yeah. So we need to let the people know, you know, if you for real or not, or is you just talking? So... So which song you want
to
play, homie?
To hear all this and then the music trash.
I know, right? Hey, so which song you want to play first, homie?
Go ahead. I say, what you got, Injustice? I say go ahead and throw on Injustice.
Man, I thought you wanted me to play I'll Be On or The Man.
Oh, you know what? It is right. You know, my bad. Then I do The Man. I do The Man because that tells my story of where I went through. I do The Man. My bad. If you, North Carolina, South Carolina, like one of them moments.
Yeah.
I do The Man.
Hey, y'all heard it first. My homeboy all the way from North Carolina, South Carolina, and Virginia, and Ohio, and the Navy. Hey, let's get it, man. It's The Man by J. Kirk.
I was feeling like this, man. Yeah, you would have thought I wasn't, man. Yeah, now I see I ain't the, Take it back to 04, I done made it out of school. Nonsense, adolescent, graduated too full. But I had to keep it cool, doing what I want to. Mama saying go to church, yeah, that's what I want to. Man, I thought I knew it all, feeling quite grown right now. Don't you worry, mama, got it on my own right now. I was blinded, can't see that I'm wrong right now. No protection, guess I had the wrong lifestyle. I was out here, boy, I was out there. Youngstown, O-Town, tell me what you about here. Doing what I felt like, living life without care. Headed for the top floor and doing it without stairs. When you from the bottom, only thing to do is come up. Lot of dark days, like we never seen the sun up. Daddy in the ground now, tell me what to hope for. Living in confusion, what you think I smoke for? Had a long day, I'm like, hold up, roll up, about to shut it down. Yeah, that mean we getting tow up. Voices on the inside say I need to grow up, but everybody else saying, boy, you about to blow up. Spilling myself, not really, I was killing myself. Did you hear me? I was killing myself. And the sad part about it, couldn't even point the finger. Had to look into the mirror, cause I did it myself. I was feeling like The Man. Had the whole world in my hands, telling God I ain't worried about your plans. I was feeling like the yeah, thought I was the I was feeling like The Man. Man, doing everything I wanted, that's sin. Plus, you know I had to flaunt it. I was feeling like the now I see I ain't the Couple years later, still ain't learned yet. Playing with that fire, but I ain't burned yet. What I got to fear, seems I'm walking in the clear. Lord speaking in my ear, but I ain't turned yet. I don't need it. Truth be told, man, I don't believe it. Bet it as a child, throw it up, I'm bulimic. I'm a good guy, what I need him for? I ain't tryna hear it.
Roger that, 10-4.
Throw him in the backseat, riding in my own lane. I ain't got time for it, try and make my own name. Feeling like The Man, I'm feeling like The Man. Say you only live once, yeah, that's feeling like a plan. I don't really understand why my plans don't work. Way back when I was lyrics with the J, no Kirk. I was talking about nothing, rapping about nonsense. If you heard it now, it'll probably make you nauseous. Spitting by the image, I ain't living, that's fake. But redeemed by who made me in his image, that's great. I ain't wanted, but he gave it. I would miss it, but he made it. Jesus, Jesus is the man. Now I know that he the greatest. I'm feeling so elated to my mama that we made it. I was married to my sins and we never even dated. Cursed since birth, I was wrong from the womb. But it ain't get worse, cause he come from the tomb. I was feeling like The Man. Had the whole world in my hands, telling God I ain't worried about your plans. I was feeling like the yeah, thought I was the feeling like The Man, man, doing everything I wanted, that's sin. Plus you know I had to flaunt it. I was feeling like the now I see I ain't the he you said thought you was the man, but you ain't one. Got the world in my hands, I can make one. See, you ain't the but my sonny is the he said thought you was the man, but you ain't one. Steady talking like you real, you's a fake one. Now you ain't the I can show you who the yeah.
You say that you the man, man. He got the world in his hands, man. Think of something, cause you throw a couple dollars, he can really make it rain. He just popping rubber bands, man. I'm trying to help him understand, man. Dude, we ain't nothing but some sand, man. What's it mean if you build 100 caps? It ain't really gonna matter when you coming for the man, man. Yeah. So why you feeling like this? Feeling like this? Feeling like this? You need to see the heater. Man. Yeah.
I'm feeling like a man. Had the whole world in my hand. Oh. Hey, yeah, that's one of my workout songs, bro.
Word up. Yeah, it kind of up as well too.
Yeah, that's one of my workout songs right there, bro. Hey, so that was the man by my homeboy Jay Kirk. Hey man, tell them how to get in touch with you, man. Like how they can hear your music.
One of the main, I guess for the most updated music, if you go to SoundCloud.com and just type in J.Kirk all together, it'll pull up my page. I actually just recently dropped an EP last week with a producer named Stacey P. It's just a 4-track EP. It's something for the summer. It has a different feel, different vibe as far as the instrumentation on it. But still giving all glory to the Father. Definitely check that out. Also on Facebook, if you type J.Kirk Music, Instagram, Twitter, at J Kirk Music. That's how you find me. Basically anywhere, YouTube, if you type in J Kirk Music, I basically pop up.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm sorry. And on iTunes and Pandora, I'm on there. Spotify, J Kirk, the album Untitled. Mm-hmm. That's my first one from a couple years ago.
Noise Trade.
Yep. Noise Trade. Wait for Wait.
Yeah. Hey, so where'd you get your style from, man? Like, you know, you said you started rapping in 11th or 10th grade, like, who were your inspirations growing up?
I would say at the time, it's sad to say, like, when I first, because being that, you know, we were, I'm the youngest of five, so my only exposure to really hip-hop music at a young age was through my brothers. And the first album I actually ever heard in its entirety was a Master P album back when No Limit was putting out like a new artist every day. So all the way back then, and I'm not saying that's where I got my style from, but I remember that's when, and I remember my dad catching me listening to some stuff and getting in trouble and things of that nature. So that made me want to listen to it even more, you know. So getting older though, I started to veer away from that sound. I just like guys that were a little bit more lyrical. More East Coast. And I ain't gonna say like there aren't any down south, because honestly, T.I. was one of my favorite at the time, you know.
Yeah. Outkast.
When he was encouraging the Outkast. There was Fabolous, Jadakiss, people of that nature.
Mm-hmm.
But then it was like the funny thing is like, man, once I really turned things around and, you know, I would try to listen to certain songs, but it's like when I'm hearing from a different perspective, like, it's like, man, granted, these guys are gifted, and I wish they would give it to the right source, but it's like, man, I hear so much death in the music. Like, I hear I can hear the stuff I wasn't really paying attention to before. The stuff that
that's
was
good.
Like, man, if I really just followed this to a T, the wages are sent to death, and we putting in a lot of work around here, you know what I'm saying? So, that's when I started to gravitate towards, and I really started to discover, you know, like CHH, Christian Hip Hop. And of course, Lecrae is one of the first people you kind of hear about, the whole Reach guys, Tripoli.
Mm-hmm.
Andy Mineo wasn't a part of them at that time. But I say when I first found out about Swoop, the first time I ever heard of him, I saw him come out to Virginia Beach to perform. And I found out he was from Akron, Ohio, too. So I was like, oh, man, I definitely got to check this dude out. So Swoop is a guy I really enjoy because of just to create creatively, like as far as production and stuff like that, because you know he makes tracks as well. He can play, and just you know, lyrical as well. So those are the guys I really like. I used to be like punchline heavy before, but now I really wanted to focus, draw more towards telling stories, because of course, my testimony isn't going to be every single song, but if I'm constantly telling stories, I want it to be fall in line, of course, with the gospel, but I want it to make sense and, you know, and not just sound like a bunch of randomness. So
okay.
I guess the storyteller guys are the guys I really gravitate to now.
Got it. So what do you consider yourself to be, a hip-hop, East Coast, Southern rapper? You're not Midwest at all.
I really never tried to place myself in a category. I just try to rap. I mean, there's some East Coast in there. I wouldn't really say down south. Maybe, you know, creeping into the more East Coast, creeping into the West Coast in certain areas, you know, depending on the song. But yeah, I'd say about that range.
Okay. So you've been rapping for a little minute now. You're doing Christian rap since 2010. So you've gotten your feet wet, that's for sure. What would you say has been like the one thing that you learned after coming into this that you wish you had known prior to starting being a Christian rapper?
I would say that really being patient and just trusting God, because a lot of times, even without you noticing, especially pride and your own desires, they can creep in and try to overtake what God is trying to do. And if you don't realize that, you'll find yourself getting disappointed a lot. You'll find yourself expecting things that maybe not God might, he may have for you, but maybe not at that time. One thing I always go back to, I look at Joseph in the Bible. Yeah, he showed he was going to reign over his brothers, but he had to go through a lot. Like, he was sold into slavery. He was put in prison. It took a while before it came to the point where God, the dream God showed him all these years ago, before it actually became a reality. And he had to trust him the whole way. And I think sometimes we get so focused on, I'll speak for me personally. I would be so focused on where I'm at now and where the end point I want to be. And I'm not really worried about the middle too much. The middle is the part that builds you. The middle is the part that gets you prepared for the end result. And if you overlook that, if you bypass that, then God really can't do, especially in your heart, the things that he's trying to do and show you. If you're trying to bypass it all and look past it. So I mean, now I have that everything is just in his hands now. You know, you have people with good intentions, like, man, you need to be on right now. And it's like, what's being on? Like, it's like, if he decides to elevate me, I'll gladly accept it. But if I'm at where I'm at, I'm content with that too. As long as I know I'm doing what he needs me to do, I'm going to continue to work. I'm not just going to sit on the couch and be like, God, make a way. No, I'm going to work and do what he's gifted me to do, but I'm not going to be anxious, as it says in Philippians, you know, be anxious for nothing.
So just try
to continually stay with him in prayer and just trust in him. But I didn't always know that. I got to do this, I got to do that. And frantically, there's an opportunity right now, I can't let that pass me by. And, you know, and then you miss in ministry moments because you focused on, a lot of it is you focus inward instead of outward.
That's good, man. You just said a mouthful, man. I know when I first got into it, man, that, you know, I used to be that way too, man. Very anxious, man, jumping through every hoop, you know, and I would never say no. You know, if somebody wanted me, I was there, you know, for a chicken wing, for $2, for no money, you know what I'm saying? I'm taking off from work, traveling across the country, you know what I'm saying, and not getting anything in return for it. I just want to do it. I want to serve God. And sometimes, man, your gift can be used, and it's not God that's using your gift.
So I had to learn how
to rest in his hands, and that's what it sounds like you did, man. You're learning how to rest in his hands and be led and allow him to guide you through the steps and the process, because it's really not about becoming big as an artist.
Yep.
Like, there are very few artists that actually make it big, but to be an artist that make an impact, that's what's more important. And that's what I heard you say, man. You know, I'd rather make an impact than to make it big, because then it's not that I don't want to be big, and I understand that as well. But what's more important is being led. And I could tell you, I've been there. I know that route. I know that road all too well, man. I remember, man, it was at one time, man, I was doing 4 or 5 shows a week, and that was a lot when it was just me. It wasn't like I had a crew, someone driving. I didn't have anyone doing the booking. I didn't have no contracts. I'm doing these shows a week. I'm doing all these shows a week, bro, and not getting anything. Not getting my gas money.
That mileage.
Yeah, breaking my car down, you know, but just because, so, you know, you learn a lot, man. You learn a whole lot. You grow up in this industry, man. What would be one thing, man, that you feel like you could pass down now? I mean, because I feel like as an artist, man, we should never get to a place where it's about obtaining. I feel like we should be feeding.
Yeah.
If we're not feeding anyone else, man, then what good are we? You know, so what would be the one thing you could pass down, man?
I basically, like you said it, that just in itself, instead of being so focused inward, like mm-hmm. one of my prayers is God just send, especially young men my way, Lord, that I can be able to disciple, because then
good.
One, it's gonna push me to grow more in Him, and then also in doing that, I'll have more to pour out, because I see, especially amongst my peers, everybody is so, okay, I'm doing this for God, but basically the only end result is you becoming bigger. You doing more for yourself in the end. And it's like, that's not what we're called to do. That's not what the Great Commission is about, you know. And
yeah.
I believe we can't forget those things, because at the end of the day, we know this stuff is going to pass away, no matter how many plaques, how many, billboards I might top, how many things I may obtain because I did a good job. It's like, that means nothing if that stuff is going to pass away. I want the things that are going to last in eternity, that God is going to count as worth something. And I know if everybody's so focused on doing them, then who's going to be around to pour into somebody? Who's going to be around to pour in the knowledge that God is in, things that He's put in our hearts, if we're so focused on bigging us up? Because by the time it's all said and done, then we're going to be too tired, old, and broken down to really do anything, because we spent our better years focusing just on us. So
that's good.
And that's the one thing, like, especially those close around me, I've been trying to hammer that in, but not just because I have it all together, you know, that we hold each other accountable, that we think more about serving, that we think more about doing things for God. How about asking Him what He wants from us, instead of always going to Him about what can you do for me? So, just to keep that mindset. I mean, Christ served all the way up into the cross. He didn't stop halfway. It was like, you know what? I served enough. I'm God. I don't. Which he could have done. He could have done, but he didn't. He served all the way unto death. So how much more should we have that same heart and that desire if we're growing closer to Him? So that's what I would say.
That's good. Okay. All right. Sacrifice. Okay. Hey, well, listen, guys, you are listening to the Revive Radio Show with your host, Daquan King, a.k.a. D. King.
Yep.
And my man, Jay Kirk, on the line. And one thing I can't lie, I'm gonna be honest about, man. I like the fact that he goes by Jay Kirk. You know, because I go by D. King, you know what I'm saying? His name is Jason Kirk. My name is Daquan King. I think we should do a song together, you know what I'm saying, and be like D. King and Jay Kirk. You know what? As a matter of fact, we got a song together. Yeah,
yes, sir,
yeah,
we do.
D. King,
we do.
Jay Kirk, yeah. As a matter of fact, hey, on the next project, man, which is my last album, I hope. It's called 180. The album's called 180, but I got a song on there called Slow Down with my homeboy Jay Kirk. And I'm going to play that for you right now. Not right. Actually, I'm not going to play that right now because it's not done.
Right.
You heard it first. It's not done yet. It's not done. It got to be mixed.
Okay.
All right. But instead of playing that, we're going to play Injustice. So tell us a little bit about the song before we play it.
This song, I remember I was sitting down with a couple of friends of mine, a couple of brothers of mine, and we were just thinking about all, especially at the time, it was a height, it was a lot of things going on, especially you look in the news, it seemed like every single week, every day, it seemed like you were seeing some form of injustice taking place.
Mm-hmm.
And while we know we can't properly analyze every situation just by seeing it on our timeline, I know that enough that I can't give a perfect analysis just because I seen a little clip or whatever, but we know injustice is taking place, and it got me thinking about it. It's like, man, we're so caught up in this, and it's like, how can we fix it? Everybody has an opinion, but I'm like, at the end of the day, man, it comes from a heart problem. We no matter what systematic approach we take, if hearts aren't fixed, it's going to fall. It was perfect in the beginning. And Adam and Eve still, they jacked up. Like, it was messed up. So even with perfect conditions, if our heart ain't right and focused on him, it's going to be messed up. And I was like, man, the greatest injustice that ever took place was to our Lord and Savior. The greatest injustice that ever took place actually had to take place for us to have salvation. And it's he's the only one that was completely innocent, completely the lamb that was out without blemish, spotless. And he died a humiliating death that we all deserve and worse. But it's like on behalf of us, an injustice took place just to save our very lives. And I was like, I got to talk about this. We're focused on, I mean, granted, my heart goes out to families, and it's like those are great, sad injustices.
Yeah.
But if we focus on what he did, then we'll see. It's like, okay, this is where our attention needs to be, so these things won't have to take place. Or even when they do, we know where to put our hope in. Our hope doesn't end in the courts. Our hope doesn't rely in man. Hopefully, put somebody to justice. Our hope relies in that, in him who holds tomorrow. So. I know I
preach,
said a mouthful.
Preacher.
Injustice. My bad.
Preach, preacher. Man, hey, look, I got to get you back on the show, man. You got to bring you over, man, so you can preach, man.
Yeah.
Preach, boy. Man, I'm about to start singing again, man. I feel the spirit.
Man, you go ahead. You can go ahead and play the song.
Hey, this is my show, dog. You ain't gonna be clowning me on my show, bro.
My bad.
I'm sorry.
Hey,
I can sing,
you're right,
man.
You're right.
It sounds good to Jesus. All right.
You're right. That's all.
It sounds. And my wife. And my wife think I can sing. So that's two people.
There you go.
Come on, man. Shoot. Talk about my singing. I hit at least two notes. I know I did.
You did.
Hey, man,
you
listen, this is Injustice by my homeboy, Jay Kirk, man. Y'all heard it here. Yeah.
Highest of high, head hanging down, fist in the side, blood on the ground. nails in his hands, stones in his crown. Looked at my king, they thought he was down. Looking at him, he's nowhere to be found. Pop up and surprise on him. Like some leaven and some bread, he gon' rise on him. Never been shot, never trouble no cop. Nah, I ain't Tupac, but I bet it's all lies on him. He had blood, sweat, tears when he prayed about it. Like, Father, do you have another way about it? Let me be real, I don't wanna be killed, but if it's your will, then there's nothing else to say about it. That was our sin that he went up there and died for. Feel it forsaken on the cross, like, why, Lord? Till we learn all that, that he's turning our back. That's whack, man, we don't even try for him. Cause you got a clue, that don't mean you gon' do. Faith gotta be true, Judas even knew this. You mean everything you said with him, even broke bread with him. How you gon' betray the son of man with a kiss and justice? What you think we talking about? Thinking. I ain't talking about another man. Another man. I'm speaking of the one and only. Yeah. My God, he's God and the son of man. Treating my king like nothing. Nothing. I pray you never know the feeling. Know the feeling. Up high, hands wide, blood everywhere. Oh Lord, they're about to make a killer. Injustice. But it ain't about race, injustice. But it's all about faith, injustice. What he did that day, injustice. Was the epitome of great, injustice. I had to do it, but he did though. I know somebody feel me. Look, he died being innocent, so I could live being guilty. I know in recent events there seems to be a lot of injustice going around. But the greatest injustice that ever took place was necessary so that we could have salvation. For those of you who don't know this man that I'm speaking about, I pray that you come to get to know him and know him as your Lord and Savior. Because without him, there is no life. Without him, there is only death. And see, he died for our sins. These sins that have separated us from the one true God. So unless we accept him, we're left standing there guilty. How will you choose? Injustice.
Woo! Hey, now that's, yeah, that's, you, to me, man, you a very lyrical dude, bro, like, so, like, when I hit you up and I was like, man, hey, can you get on my album, I was like, I wanted you to get on, but I was hoping that you ain't kill it too much to where I have to go back and rewrite my, every rapper think about that now, I'm gonna be honest with you.
You know, you right.
Hey, I'll just be honest, man, like, cause I got this homeboy T Strike. I swear every time I give him a song, I have to go back and rewrite the song. Cause he don't, T Strike don't just. It's not like he write it so raw that I can't, that my verse is not good to it. He just changes the entire dynamic of the song to where, yes, okay, yes, now yes. I have to, you know, because you can't have. It's not like, you know how Andre and Big Boy, they were two totally different rappers, but they infused.
Yeah.
You know, said their style. This cat here, he go all left field on you, boy. And I'd be like, man, I wasn't rapping like that, dog. I got not, gosh, you know. It ain't that my verse ain't raw. I just got to switch it up a little bit. So,
right.
But nah, man, you did the thing on the track, man. And guys, look, right. I cannot wait to drop this project, man. Seriously, J. Kurt really did his thing on the project, man. It's a song called Slow Down. I don't know what I'm going to do a single to yet, man, but if I do a single to that, bro, I swear, I promise you, bro, if I do a single to that song, I'm gonna come up to North Carolina, South Carolina, and Virginia, I'll find you, and we'll shoot the video. Hey, so, we was talking, man, you said you was gonna get with my man, about shooting the video, Will Thomas. Have you hit
man,
him up
if
yet,
I
man?
I ain't hit him up yet, because you see the way my bank account is set up. I understand, man, the dude is very gifted, and I definitely wouldn't want to waste his time. So when the time comes where, you know, I can, obtain somebody of his caliber, you know, to do a video for me, then I definitely plan on hitting him up. Cause I know some guys out here, he did some phenomenal work for them. And every time I see one of their videos drop that he did, I'm just like, man, that must be nice.
Yeah.
You know, it ain't all the way coming in. It ain't all the way jealousy, you know what I'm saying? So I'm good. You know? But yeah,
hey,
definitely.
Well, we gotta make sure we talk, man. If not tonight, then tomorrow. And I'm gonna give you some pointers. I can definitely help you in that area, man. To get you along on the road, man. To doing that, cause I did two videos with him, man. And he was a blessing to me, man. I went to Jacksonville for the first one, and then he came to Gainesville for the second one, man.
Okay.
Hey, but look. We got a few minutes left, and I really want to make sure that we get get people in touch with you? I know we've already talked about this once, but I like to bring it up twice just so that we can make sure that maybe if someone just came onto the line, man, they can still hear this. How they can get in touch with you, all your social media sites, your video, your music video, you got two of them out. And then also, you know, if you have a label, what it's called and how people can submit music to you, because everybody wants to submit music to you. I know it. I can tell.
Gotcha.
But
first and foremost, me and my homeboy just off the ground starting up a record label. It's called Grace Records, but it stands for God, Rose, and Change Everything. The best way to contact me is mostly through Facebook. If you go on Facebook, j.kirkmusic, message me. I actually message back. It's not someone else pretending to be me. It's actually me. I definitely check my messages regularly. Social media wise, at j.kirkmusic. The song Injustice, if you want to hear that and the rest of the songs off the Wait for Wait EP, definitely go to noisetrade.com and just search j.kirk or search Wait for Wait. That's wait. The first wait is like you waiting around, and the second wait is like I weigh a whole lot, so Wait for Wait. Check that out. Also SoundCloud, j.kirk. I got my newest EP, The Startup, up there. I'll be dropping another video for that pretty soon. I got two videos already out there on YouTube, so go check me out, j.kirkmusic. Also Pandora, iTunes, you can find me on there, j.kirk. Before I go, I definitely got to give a shout out to my beautiful, wonderful wife, Jasmine. We'll be coming up on 1 year this August, and she's actually listening in because I went out to the car so my daughter or nobody would be distracting me. And I like, when the phone was on, I would text her like, babe, am I doing okay? Am I doing good? And when she sent me like, you're doing great, I'm proud of you, like my heart just fluttered. So I know I'm doing good. Like, she definitely has been one of my biggest supporters, man. And I just thank God for her. She's a blessing. And she just keeps me motivated and keeps me pushing towards him. So, j.kirk, basically find me, j.kirkmusic, you'll find me a bunch of places. I hope you enjoyed the time. I hope I ain't bored nobody to death. Contact me, reach out to me. I talk to a lot of artists all the time, you know, especially guys around the area. So if you find me on Facebook, definitely hit me up. Don't be afraid.
Hey, you know what I think I'm going to do, bro? That's first, before I say this, hey, guys, so all the information that he just provided to you, most of it is already on the Facebook page. If you go to the Revive Radio Show page, you can see his link to his Noise Trade as well as his link to his music video. And from there, you should be able to find out all the rest of the information about him. But please support my man. Don't just download the CD for free. Download it and give him some money. Pay him for for the work and the time that he put in. Because none of this stuff is free, guys. You know, you can't say you support us and not support us. You can't say you support Christian rap music and that you want it to be big and you can't stand the mess that's out there and you're not investing in the good stuff that we're putting forth. If you're not investing in it, then it can't grow. If you don't invest in it, it can't grow. That's just, it's ABC. You can't get no simpler than that. So help us to grow. Help my man to grow. Download his music. Shoot him a couple dollars, $40, $50, $80, you know, whatever's on your heart. You know what I'm saying? Whatever's on your heart, man. You know, it ain't nothing but chump change. We spend way more than that on fast food. Please support my man because he's putting out not just good music, but this is like intellectual, very skilled. He's a very skilled artist. When you listen to the CD, you'll hear what I'm talking about. He's a very, very skilled artist. This isn't just another Christian rapper. My man is prime time, and you know, you could say at least I heard him here first on the Revive Radio Show. I remember when, you know what I'm saying? I'm gonna say that. But bro, this is what I'm thinking about doing, man, because I have my brother come on the show every so often, man, and we do this thing called Bro Talk where we talk about relationships. And I got a couple partners, man, that's married, man, you know, for 5, 15, 20 years, that type of thing, man. You've been married for a year. I think what I'm going to do is do a show, man, where I just have, like, some artists come on, man, that's all married, you know. And we just talk, just chat it up, man, about relationship, about marriage and stuff like that, man. So I'll be calling on you for that, man.
Absolutely, man. I'm definitely down.
Yeah,
oh, yeah. Of course,
this,
man. Let me know.
This marriage thing, man, it's a ministry, bro. It's your first ministry, but it's probably the toughest ministry you will ever sign up for. And it's also the most rewarding one as well, man. There's so much to the selfless act of marriage. And to dying to self, man, and that's a daily act, man. It's almost like you have to put yourself on a cross and be willing to do it. Just like you said, how Jesus could have been like, all right, I've done enough, you know, but he had to continue the process all the way through. That's what marriage is. You have to continue the process. There's no I've done enough. There's no, okay, all right, I've been whipped in the street. I'm up on the cross, now I'm going to come down. No, you got to complete the process. And that goes for men and women. I'm not talking about just the men. So there's men and women. We have to complete the process of dying to self, and that's a daily thing, you know. I would love to get your own, man, and just, you know, see where you are in your marriage, man, what you've learned, and with some other brothers, man. And you know, the whole point is of this show and any show that I do is about equipping others with knowledge on how they can grow and be better. And if we're not passing that knowledge down, and if we don't have a love for people enough to sacrifice our time and what we've learned for someone else to grow, then I don't think we're worthy of the growth that we have.
Yeah.
I don't think we're worthy of the seat that we sit in if we're not willing to teach someone else how to sit in that same seat. So I would really encourage you to do what you already said you've been doing, man. Continue doing it, man. Pouring into other young men, how they can get to where you are. Because there's no knowledge that you've obtained that belongs to you. Everything that you've obtained, man, it all belongs to God. You know, the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. So, you know, we dare not be selfish with anything that we've learned, with any growth that we have, man, because it all belongs to God, and it pleases our Heavenly Father to share it with someone else. So, man, look, man, I appreciate you for coming on the show. Before we go, man, I'm gonna play I Be On, because honestly, that's my favorite track off the project. Yeah, that's my jam, dude. I be on, like switch. I be on. Hey, but so I'm we're gonna rock with that on the way out, man.
Okay.
J. Kurt, thank you again, my man, for coming on the show, man. I really appreciate you, bro. We have only talked like a few times, man, and I feel like we cousins, dog. Like, so
your word. Yeah, man, it'd be like that.
Yeah, so we're gonna have to link up some more, man.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah. I appreciate you for coming on the show, man, and I will be linking up with you, man. We're gonna chat it up about this video thing and anything else I can help you with, bro. Like I said, I've been in this game much longer than you, man. So anything I can share with you, man, and help you along the way, man, it's all yours. But I am a very open book when it comes to any type of knowledge that I have. So, hey, guys, this is I Be On by J. Kurt. You already heard it, but you're going to hear it again, and then you're going to hear it again, because I'm probably going to play it again next week. Hey, J. Kurt, I Be On. This your boy, D. King, on the Revive Radio Show. God bless y'all, man. Have a good night. Light switch.
I Be On. I be so dark. I be on. I be. No off. I be on. I be on.
I be on that. You ain't never seen it like this.
Boy.
Aiming for the top. Just watch when I shoot. I don't miss. Boy. Trip said it best. Let me brag on my Lord. Oh Lord. Got one goal. No, it ain't the same or the money. So left, that's west. But it ain't much sunny here. East, Midwest. Lukewarm ain't for me. Gotta go east, third. But it ain't for the bunny. I be on, trying to let my light shine. Down me, you bearing fruit, cause you light line. I'm trying to let them know the deal. Check the price line. Put them in the center. That's a winner in the right time. I be.
Light switch. I be on. I be so dark. I be young. I be. No off. I be young. I be young. I be.
I be on reppin' my car. That said, I be on breaking out. I, greater in me, boy, better recognize. Real,
Never had to try to camouflage. Light so bright, boy, city on the hill. I be favored by the judge, Uncle Phil. Turning out a light, tell how we know kill. I be on a mission that the Navy can't steal. Lord have mercy, where we go from here? Valley of the shadow of death and don't fear. Please, he's near. Gotta warn the people that he's coming, Paul Revere. I be on.
Light switch, I be on. I be. So dark, I be on. I be. No off, I be on. I be.
The world is so dark, so it's time that we light up. Like cell phones and matches and candles and lighters. Can't turn us off because Christ is inside us. Yeah, we be so on. Turn up higher, fire. Do you feel the passion? Propane, spit flames. Homie, no drag. All for the master. Call me Coop Sensei. Yeah, he my master. I just call him Sensei. Kick it, hit it. Flip it, no judo. Light so bright, you can see us out in Mars. Bruno, one main that we represent. You know, can't reverse that. He the one. Uno.
Light switch. I be on. I be. So dark. I be on. I be. No off. I be on. I be. I be on. I be.